John 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Liberty in Christ. Before the Lord we bow, the God who reigns above, and rules the world below in boundless power and love. Our thanks we bring in joy and praise, our hearts we raise to heaven's high King. Earth, hear thy Maker's voice, thy great Redeemer own, believe, obey, rejoice, and worship him alone. Cast down thy pride, thy and when in power he comes, oh, may our native land, from all its rending tombs send forth a glorious band, a countless throng for aid to sing, to heaven's high King salvation song. Francis Scott Key penned those words, the Lutheran hymnal 575. I'm told he wrote them for the Independence Day celebration of 1832. It's encouraging to know that the man who wrote our national anthem not only valued the freedoms we celebrate on July 4th, but also knew who to thank for them, and valued even more highly the great liberty which is in Christ alone. The freedoms with which God has blessed our nation are blessings indeed, but these freedoms are for this life alone. As Christians, let us pause this July 4th and give thanks above all for that liberty which stretches into eternity, our liberty in Christ. Jesus frees us from sin's power and condemnation by forgiving us before the throne of God, pardoning us fully of all guilt. Through faith in Christ and his redeeming work on our behalf, we are citizens of heaven.